you have to find out where you're stuck to determine what you have to learn about that particular thing. Because you may have different things that life is trying to teach you in different areas. Welcome to this week's episode of the Your Practice Mastered podcast. My name is Richard James, and right now I would like to talk to you about getting unstuck. If you find yourself as the owner of a law firm and you're stuck at a certain point, I think there is a key question that we have to ask ourselves. Now, let me set the stage for this really quickly. I'm at the end of each month, 10 months a year, I open up my calendar for 911 calls for clients who seem to be stuck. One of the ways in which they are stuck is professionally, you know, in their business realm. They're stuck at a certain revenue or a certain profit, or they're stuck in debt, or they're stuck working 70 hours a week. Sometimes they're stuck personally, like physically, they're not exercising and their health is going in the wrong direction. Sometimes they're stuck relationally because they're spending so much time at the office. Their relationships with their spouse, or their kids, or their family is going sideways, or they're turning to addictions like alcohol or other. Sometimes they're stuck spiritually, a whole other issue for a whole other time. Point is, there are different areas in your life that you're going to be stuck. And there are also subsets of each of those areas. When you find yourself stuck, not able to break through whatever ceiling happens to be there, call it a glass ceiling, whether it's limiting beliefs or we're missing a knowledge gap or whatever. The illustration that they used to talk about was how they trained fleas. And this might be an urban legend or a myth, but the way I was told that they trained fleas was that when you would go to a flea circus, in order to get them to train fleas to jump a certain height, is they would put fleas in different size jars, and fleas would naturally jump as high as they could, but when you put them in different size jars, they would jump and hit their head on the ceiling, and eventually they would get conditioned to only jump so high. And then you could take them out of the jar, and then there's nothing that they could do to break free from that mental barrier they have about how high they can jump. And of course, the lesson is very, very valuable. We tend to train our brains that we can only jump so high. And there are good reasons for it at different points in life, but suffice it to say, we put our own limiting beliefs on things. Now, the question is, how do you get unstuck after you've created these limiting beliefs? Now, the question that you ask will depend on where life has you. And there's four basic categories. Life either has you in school, life has you in a hospital, life has you climbing a mountain, or life has you enjoying a movie. If you feel that you keep making the same mistakes over and over again, or you keep running the same route and it keeps going round and round, it's very possible life has you in school. And the question that you have to ask yourself is, what must I learn? School is all about learning, right? Some of us are addicted to learning. Some of us don't like the concept of learning because it seems like hard work. But life is going to keep giving you the same situation over and over again until you learn the lesson you need to learn from it. And then you can get to the next level. It's like playing a video game. You've got to get skill sets and learn certain lessons before you get to the next level and be the next boss. And so what must I learn is the question you have to ask if you find yourself in school. If you want to learn more about my thought processes around running a law firm and a business in general, I'm happy to share those with you at thelawfirmsecret.com. You can go there now. We'll put the link in the description below. And if you would like to continue on this journey with us, by all means, go there, join our community. We'll be happy to see you there. So inside of business, there are four primary pipelines. There's the new client attraction pipeline, the profit pipeline, the workflow pipeline, and the talent pipeline. The point is that you have to find out where you're stuck to determine what you have to learn about that particular thing. Because you may have different things that life is trying to teach you in different areas. Some of you might be stuck in how to generate more clients without spending more money on advertising, and what you have to learn is about lead conversion. But if life has you in the hospital, you have to ask the question, what must I heal? So this is going to require healing. And let's use business example again. Maybe what's happened is that you had an employee embezzle from you. And of course, you lost the employee and you lost the money. But most importantly, you lost trust and you started to develop some overarching beliefs about all your employees that made you an unhealthy leader. And so you need to heal because you're leading your team in a way that is not going to allow you to grow without massive headaches to yourself. It's a small example, but I've seen it happen. And so what are you doing to heal? What must you heal? What must you heal about yourself? What must the company heal about that particular role that is now empty that needs to be filled? Again, this will be relevant for physical and spiritual and relational, right? It's relevant throughout our life, but specifically into business, we have to ask, what is it that I must heal? Now, maybe life has you climbing a mountain. Generally speaking, the mountain means that you're in the race, you're climbing, things are going, but you need to get better. And really, that's the question, what must I improve? There is a skill that's required for you to get better. Let's assume that you have a flat fee firm and you figured out the marketing, you figured out the sales, but now you don't have the capacity to get the work done and you're starting to fall further and further back and you're not filing as many cases as clients are hiring you and you've got these liability cases out there for people who've paid you money at some level and you're not getting the work done. You have to learn how to build a better system to manage that. And that's a skill that you have to develop. And ultimately, you have to learn how to develop leaders who can run that system. And that's really the skill that you need to develop so that it's scalable and so it's not all about you. This is about skill improvement. The next is, what if life has you in a movie? Well, this basically says that things are going really well. And look, maybe in your firm, profit is actually going really well. You're doing great. You're making decent money. You're keeping 30 to 40% of your gross revenues to the bottom line after your salary and owner's benefit and everything else. That's great, right? You're doing well, but you feel like you're still working 60 or 70 hours a week. So this next stage is, maybe life has you in a movie. And this means we have to ask this question. What must I experience? There can be parts of your life that are going really well. Maybe you're very healthy right now. Maybe family's going really well. Maybe the business is even going really well and things are good. Well, what I can promise you is not all movies last forever. What we know is that following summer, fall comes right next, and after fall is usually winter. So there's some seasonality to life, which means the movie will come to an end and you'll probably be faced with something that you need to learn, something you need to heal, or a skill you need to obtain to get better at in order to climb a mountain more efficiently. And so while you're in the movie, you really need to find out, what must you experience? In my particular world, I've figured out that my skill set that I have offered to the world of law firm owners has helped them grow from, you know, a couple $100,000 to $3 to $5 million with very little problem. But what I've discovered is I found a number of our clients who now through the years have gotten to where I want them to go, but they're stuck and they don't know how to go to the next level. And part of the reason why they're stuck is because I gave them lessons of what to do to get from 200,000 to 5 million, and they worked, but they were lacking a piece of information that was required to help them go from 5 million to $10 million. I want to be clear, like, it's okay to keep it at 5 million and keeping $1.5 million to yourself in profit. The reality is your happiness factor doesn't go up after you go from a million to 2 million or 2 million to 3 million. Your happiness factor personally does not increase. After $1 million, you really don't get that much better as far as the happiness factor in your earnings. Now, if you do want to get to the $10 million, right, you have to do some additional things to grow your firm. And I realize I have done a poor job at helping firms understand how to identify leaders and how to train new leaders to be leaders. And so I'm going to school and learning how to be better at that and learning how to be a better teacher. But currently, I'm in a movie of my life. Like, Friday afternoons, I go play golf. And I don't have to work weekends unless I really want to. And I don't work at night. And I take most July and December off at some level. And I travel freely. And I've got great relationships with God and great relationships with my family. And so it just feels like I'm in a movie right now. And I'm asking myself, okay, what must I experience? At the same time, we're trying to figure out how to generate more leads in marketing. And we're running up against some obstacles. And so I feel like I'm climbing a mountain in this particular area or advising my son son who's climbing the mountain in this particular area. And so we're going out to develop better skills. I tell you this because you're all going to find yourself stuck at different areas at different times. And so you just have to do your best to identify, where are you? Are you in the scope that life has got you in school, in a hospital, climbing a mountain, or in a movie? And then ask that question and just give life the opportunity to give you the answer. If you're a faith-based person, certainly talk to God about it. If you're not, then talk to yourself about it. But make sure you give your subconscious the opportunity to answer, what is it that you have to do based on where life has you? So look, if you want to learn more about my thought processes around running a law firm and a business in general, I'm happy to share those with you at thelawfirmsecret.com. You can go there now. We'll put the link in the description below. And if you would like to continue on this journey with us, by all means, go there. Join our community. We'll be happy to see you there.